Again, welcome to the beautiful season of Christmas. So many wonderful traditions with Christmas. You know, we decorate our homes, the lights, the special foods, giving and receiving gifts, spending time with family and friends, and this Mass. Wow, what a beautiful tradition. The church is packed. A lot of our graduates are back. Welcome to all. Those from our neighborhood, a special welcome to all. Just to take time to give thanks, to pray for one another's intentions. I still pray and thank you for praying for my nephew Michael, who continues his battle with cancer. So anyone in your family or friends that is sick or suffering in any way in need of prayerful support, let's all join together and pray for them. Special prayers always for families who buried a loved one this past year. And there's always a little touch of sadness, the first Christmas without them. I had a funeral mass here yesterday. So special blessings for those families. And of course for the little ones and the magic, the miracle of Christmas. So I like how the little ones helped me carry the baby Jesus in. And of course, I think I've said before, one of my great Christmas memories is how Christmas morning, Santa brought everything. So, of course, we had to go to bed Christmas Eve early, 5 or 6 o'clock. Because there was no tree, no lights, no nothing. And then in the morning, wow, the miracle of Christmas. Of course, as we got older, we spoke with our parents about that. But so, blessings for your traditions, and again, the tradition of this Mass. Thank you, Lord. Maybe a little Christmas humor. I should apologize to the ladies. There's an old story about a guy named Bob, and he forgot his wedding anniversary. Of course, his wife was very upset with him. You know, no flowers, no card, no nothing. And he said, well, how can I make, let me make this up to you. And Christmas was drawing near. And so she said, well, I would like something that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds. Well, Christmas morning, Bob very proudly told his wife to look in the garage. So she hurried to the garage door, and lo and behold, there was a brand new, brightly shining, chrome-plated bathroom scale. The story says Bob has not been seen or heard of since. That one caught my eye. I had to share that with you. You know, there's a phrase that we use most often at Mass. So are you thinking of it? We say it over several times during Mass. The Lord be with you. We say it a lot. Of course, those of us who are a little older will remember the Latin. Remember, or do our young people know this? Dominus vobiscum. Of course, literally, the Latin words, just two words, the Lord with you. And then Latin allowed you to add the little word according to the context. So the Lord be with you. Like a prayerful wish, see? A hope, see? But the Latin would allow you to say, the Lord is with you. Maybe for the rest of the Mass, I'll say that. The Lord is with you. Of course, sometimes it can be hard to see. Of course, Christmas Eve, maybe lots of joy. But the journey of life, and sometimes it can be hard to see. The Lord is with me. But what about this or that? See? And so, do you have a favorite biblical phrase? Of course, everybody knows John 3:16, don't they? John 3:17. One of mine is Hebrews 11:1. It's about faith. It's about seeing with the eyes of faith. Different translations in the Bible, Hebrews 11:1. I like this translation. Faith, to be sure of what we hope for, to be certain of things we cannot see. Wow. Are you certain? Are you sure of your faith? See? Good thing to pray for, the eyes of faith, or sometimes I call it the glasses of faith. I was thinking we don't really give eyeglasses as a Christmas gift, do we? I mean, I wear glasses, but no one has ever come up to me and said, Monsignor Norb, I got you a new pair of glasses for Christmas. Ask the Lord. God wants to give you that gift, the eyes, the glasses of faith, to be sure of what you hope for, to be certain of things not seen. There's a familiar part of the story here, and the choir had a song about this part of the story. No room at the inn, all full. On the one hand, think about that. You know, well, God from eternity had created the world and especially his greatest creation, people, human beings, and then decided to come and be a part of us, to take flesh, to live with us as one of us. And there was no room. Wow. Sometimes people are too busy. Maybe from the mouth of children, just a gentle encouragement, especially if you have the little children, and sometimes maybe it's hard to get to Mass. Gentle encouragement, maybe those from our neighborhood don't ordinarily come. Not giving away any confessional secrets, but sometimes when I pray with the little children, and I'll say, oh, well, how you doing with the commandments? And you know which one we talk about right away? Fourth commandment, you know, little children, how you doing respecting, honoring, obeying your parents? And then I'll say, how you doing with the other commandments? You know, be honest and truthful and, you know, thumbs up. And then sometimes, how you doing going to Mass on Sunday? And they'll say, well, my parents say we're too busy. A gentle encouragement. Wow. I love the song. Is there room in your heart, room in your life? For how did that go? For God to write his story? I didn't know that song. Nice song. I call that a spiritual coincidence, because I wanted to talk about the room of our hearts. And when it's too full, too busy, maybe too much stuff. Have you been generous this year? You know, should you be more generous with what God has given to you? Most of us have way too much stuff. Make sure you have a favorite charity. Be generous. Sometimes the servers at weddings and funerals, of course, they get a little money. And so I'll say to them, do you have a favorite charity? They're like, oh, man. Just want to take my money and get out of here. See? Well, it can start when you're young. Wow, be generous. Share. Make sure your heart isn't too full. You know who had a lot of room in her heart? Mary. See? Her heart was wide open. And so the angel came and spoke to her. She said, yes, see? Recently, our grade schoolers had a little Christmas pageant. They do it every year. And I like this part of it. The angels would come And they would speak to Mary, or the angel would come. They'd run up to the microphone with Joseph. Or the angels would come. They'd run up to the microphone. And there were the shepherds. And always the angel had a candle in their hand. And they would say to them the message, you know, to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds. And then I like, the angels went like this. And then the little, they were like, oh yeah, you know, a little kindergartner. Oh, whoops, I'm supposed to take that candle, you know. See? Well, that's what the Lord is offering us. Huh? The candle, the light of Christ, our world. On the one hand, it's a mess. We need to pray peace in our world, peace in the church for healing. See? So the Lord is holding out the candle, the light of Christ. And I was thinking, when you come to communion, you outstretch your hand. You take, you receive the body of Christ. So also, today, remember the light of Christ. And as you receive Holy Communion, also, take the candle, the light, and live it for this coming year. And a song for the children and the young at heart. So I know all the children know this song. So can you sing it with me? Let the little children come to me. Jesus said to his friends one day, let the little children come to me, and do not send them away. It's a beautiful song about little children, and so I see some of the little ones here. But you know, in a sense, in God's eyes, we're all his children. No matter how old you are, why, we're always God's children. So here's another little way of singing about children. Jesus loves the little children, you and me. Jesus loves the little children, you and me. You know, the Lord said to his apostles, and of course through this song, God is inviting us to make room in our hearts and say yes. See? Come and follow, Jesus said to you and me. Come and follow, Jesus said to you and me. Beautiful response. Mary gave us the example. I will follow you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will. I will follow you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will. See, in God's eyes, we're all his children. Jesus said to little children to follow me. Jesus said to children to follow me. I will follow you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will. I will follow you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I will. You know, another part of the story, huh? Mary conceived the baby Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. If you want to take the light, take the candle out to the darkness of our world, I'd say you need the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's a beautiful prayer. Huh? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us,
mold us, fill us, use us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us.
It's another little prayer for Christmas Eve, huh? Kind of a prayer of dedication and commitment, of laying our lives before the Lord.
Father, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. How we love you.
And of course, you can say Jesus in the Spirit.
Jesus, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. How we love you. Spirit, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. How we love you.
Spirit, Father, Jesus, we want to follow him. Pour out the gifts and blessings of your Holy Spirit upon us, and always help us to be grateful. Bless you. Merry Christmas.